弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
现在奉主耶稣圣名来查考圣经。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible.
我们今天晚上用听神威严又慈爱的声音做题目来分享。
Tonight, we are going to study here the loving voice of the Lord.
诗篇29篇是一篇很特别的诗。
Psalm 29 is a very special psalm.
在这篇诗里面，它有十八次呢，一直在强调主神这个我们所敬拜的对象。
And it mentions, I'm sorry,
18
times it talks about the Lord.
这个就是在强调这位神，他是跟我们有立约的神。
And so this is the Lord that has made a covenant with us.
就是属他的百姓，是他所认识、所钟爱的。
And we are His people, and the people that He loves.
那这位神是极有威严的。
And this Lord is
很威严，他是很 awesome.
Oh, so the Lord we worship is very awesome.
如果这位神他是普通的人，普通的那。也就没有什么特别的。
So if he was ordinary, then he would not be special.
但是这位神，他是天地的主宰。
But this Lord is the creator of the world.
但是他却又跟我们，他要跟我们立约，跟我们人立约。
However, even though he is so great, he was still willing to make a covenant with man.
那跟他立约的人就有福了。
And those who make a covenant with him will be blessed.
那接下去在这一篇里面，他一直在强调神的声音。
This psalm focuses on the voice of the Lord.
所以。在诗篇二十九篇里面呢，有七次一直重复的提到这个主神的声音。
And then it repeats in Psalm 29 seven times the voice of the Lord.
那这个神的声音会有一些很重大的效果。
And the voice of the Lord has certain effects.
那这个就是要表达神他的荣耀。
This is to show the glory of God.
所以我们今天晚上呢，从诗篇二十九篇来听神的声音。
So from Psalm 29, we are going to listen to the voice of the Lord.
我们如果真的听到神的声音，我们就会把他当得的荣耀归给他。
And if we really hear the voice of the Lord, then it will be, we will give glory to Him.
当我们把神该有的荣耀给他了之后，他就要赐给我们力量，赐给我们平安。
And when we give glory to God, He will in turn give us peace and give us strength.
所以二十九篇呢，它第一节跟第二节呢，它就是一个宣告。
And so in verse 1 and 2, it is a proclamation.
就是神的被神所爱的人呢，一定要把荣耀能力都归给神。
So those who God loves, you have to give your glory to God.
要真的认识这位圣洁的神。
And to really know this holy God.
用一个很敬畏的心来敬拜这位神。
And to have a heart of fear to worship Him.
然后他中间的三节到九节呢，他就在提到这个神的声音，他的威严到底能够产生什么效果。
And from verse 3 to 9 talks about the voice of the Lord and the effects that his voice has.
神的声音是可以打破我们人内心所有的障碍的。
And the voice of the Lord is able to break through all of the difficulties in our hearts.
他会让这个世界震动的。
He's able to let the world shake.
让人的心俯伏在神面前的。
And for the heart of man to bow down before him.
那当神发声的时候。
And when the voice, Lord gives us his voice.
那他就是像这个荣耀的王坐在宝座上。
He is like a king sitting on his throne.
然后愿意听他的声音的人呢，他就赐给他们力量。
Then those who are willing to listen to him, he will give them strength.
然后神就把他的话语给他的百姓。
And he will give his word to his people.
然后赐给他们平安，让他们得福。
And he will give them peace and will bless them.
这是在诗篇在旧约时代里面，他一直在强调神这位荣耀的神，他对世人的爱跟拯救。
So in the Old Testament, this is talking about the love of God and his how he saves his people.
能够听到神的声音的人，如果愿意遵从的，最后一定得到力量，得到平安。
And those who hear the voice of the Lord, for sure, they will receive blessing and peace.
那等到主耶稣基督来了之后，
So that when Jesus Christ comes again,
就是在旧约里面所预告的神的救恩实现在我们人间的时候
is when the Lord who is to be among us is finally appears.
那他所带给我们的声音是另外一个层面的了。
This is a different level of the of voice that we hear.
他就不是让我们听了会很害怕的。
And this is not a voice that will make us afraid.
他的声音充满慈爱怜悯。
But this voice is filled with love and mercy.
要让愿意跟从的人得到真正的安息。
So that those who follow the voice will receive rest.
能够得到安慰。
And comfort.
然后可以真的进入神的家里面，成为他所爱的孩子。
And will be able to enter into his house as a beloved child.
所以从诗篇二十九篇，我们要看到主耶稣基督他对人的爱。
So from Psalm 29, you can see the love of Jesus towards the people.
但是问题就是我们怎么样能够听到他的这个样的声音
？And the key is, however, how are we going to listen to the voice?
我们现在看诗篇二十九篇的第一节、第二节。
Let's look at verse 1 and 2 of Psalm 29.
请读。
Psalm 29, verse 1. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Verse 2. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
你看这两节连续三次一直说要给神，要把什么东西要给神，他连续讲三次。
And it says three times that we have to give unto the Lord.
他是对谁说呢？对那个所谓的有能力的这些人说的。
And this is spoken to the mighty ones.
我们中文把它翻成神的众子。
And it says it's the in Chinese it's the people of God.
就是神的儿子。
All the sons of God.
那是这个神的儿子呢？这个就是。被神所创造的是从他而出的。
And so the sons of God, meaning that they come from him.
他说要把荣耀跟能力归给神。
And it says we have to give glory and due to his name.
因为荣耀跟能力本来就是属神的。
Oh, sorry, glory and strength because this already belongs to God.
那这个荣耀是因着他的这个名。跟他的名有关系的。
And this glory is due to his name, so it's related to his name.
然后接下去说又崇拜，要敬拜这位神。
And next it says that we have to worship the Lord.
那要敬拜的时候，他说在这个圣洁的装饰，以圣洁的装饰来敬拜他。
And we have to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
那其实这个圣洁的装饰呢，它另外一个意思就是，其实是在我们要敬拜神他这个圣洁所发出的光辉。
And so the beauty of the holiness is talking about the holiness that God gives out.
就是神本身是圣洁的。
Because God himself is holy.
所以这一句话以圣洁的装饰在旧约圣经里面出现过好多次了。
So in the beauty of the holiness, this phrase repeats many times in the Old Testament.
但是基本上它有两种意思。
And it has two meanings.
就是它有的意思在强调这个神的圣洁。
So the first is emphasizing the holiness of the Lord.
就好像二十七篇，我们大卫说，我要在神的殿中一生一世来瞻仰他的荣美。
And that's why it says in Psalm 27 that I will stay in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
去 behold.
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
就是看到神的美啊。
And is to see the beauty of the Lord.
那这个就是神的圣洁，神的荣耀。
And this is God's holiness and His glory.
所以我们今天从神而出的人，我们要把神的荣耀该有的荣耀归给他。
So as the people of God, we need to give God the glory that is.
看见神他的圣洁。
To see the holiness of God.
那所以你看他在这个地方在强调这个。是一个呼召，就是大卫他作诗说，我们现在应该把神的荣耀给他，不可以抢夺神的荣耀。
And this is like a calling that David writes that we need to give, telling the people that they need to give the glory to God.
这位神是独一的。
Because this is the one true God.
所以以赛亚书四十二章啊。
And that's why it says in Isaiah 42.
以赛亚书四十二章的第八节。
Isaiah 42 verse 8.
请看以赛亚书四十二章第八节。
Isaiah 42 verse 8. Verse 8. I'm the Lord, and that is my name. And my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images.
你看他这里说，我是主神，这是我的名。
Here it says that I'm the Lord, that is my name.
那我的荣耀不可以给假神，一定要给这位这个创造天地的主。
And my glory will not give to another, and it has to be given to the God that has created heavens and earth.
所以这个主在二十九篇，他一直在强调这个主就是他的名，就是他这是充满能力的，充满荣耀的。
So this Lord in Psalm 29 is filled with strength and glory.
应该是他的百姓所呼喊的名字。
And his name should be proclaimed by his people.
所以为什么大卫他说他的口绝对不提别神的名号。
And that's why David says that his name, his he,
他的嘴巴不会讲那个别神的名字。
That his David says that from his mouth he will not speak another God's name.
他只遵从这位天地的主宰。
And he only worships the Lord that has created the heavens.
这其实是我们也要跟着学习的。
This is something that we also need to learn from.
有时候我们嘴巴有时候不小心就去提了别神的名号，然后去帮他们在宣传呢。
Because sometimes we might accidentally say the name of another God and proclaim their name.
诗篇的十六篇，大卫这样说。
That's what Psalm in Psalm 16, David says this.
第十六章的第十六篇的第四节。
Psalm 16, verse 4. For their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips.
所以说，我们不但不会去拜偶像，他说连那个假神的那个名字都不会从我们的口出来啊。
So it's not just that they won't worship idols, but that he won't even say their names on his lips.
所以我们的名，我们的嘴啊，我们的口啊，是用来荣耀神的。
So our lips are used to worship God.
那个就是这个就是诗篇里面，你看他作者。他对他自己的要求。
And this is the own requirement that the psalmist has for himself.
那我们也是这样子一起来追求。
So this is something we should also pursue.
把神的名，他应该有的荣耀归给他。
And to give the glory that God deserves to him.
那神的荣耀跟能力这个在诗篇里面很多很多的经文。
And in the psalm, there are many descriptions about God's glory and strength.
那这个神的种植呢？当然有一些经文呢，他提到说是天使。
And so sometimes when talking about the mighty ones, sometimes they say that these are angels.
如果我们看诗篇八十九篇呢
？If we look at Psalm 89,
这个就包括灵界的受造物都要这样一起来荣耀神。
In Psalm 89, I'm saying that everything in that is created will worship God.
诗篇八十九篇。
Psalm 89,
第六节。
89 verse 6.For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord?
好，第七节。
Verse 7, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be held in reverence by all those around him.
第八节。
Verse 8, O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you.
这里一样是在讲说，在天宫谁能比神呢？神的众子当中，谁能够像神呢？
And in here, in verse 6, it says, For those who in heaven can be compared to the Lord.
我们都知道这个天使是神创造来服务来听他指挥的。
And so we know that the angels were created by the Lord to do his work.
那他们跟神是不同的。
They are different from God.
他们受造的跟造物的是不同的。
And the creator and those who are created are different.
所以这个他特别强调，这个即使在灵界的受造物里面，都是要把荣耀能力归给这位神。
So even in the spiritual realm, in the heavens, the glory is still to be given to God.
但是当这个受造物他心中高傲，想要跟神同等的时候，他就失落了在神面前尊贵的地位。
And however, if these spiritual beings when they become arrogant and proud and want to be like God, then that is when they lose their place.
所以这个神的种子在不同的翻译本里面，在不同的抄本当中，有的指的天灵界里面的受造物。
And so some,
天上的受造物。
And so sometimes the sons of the mighty is referring to the angels in heaven.
所以就是要告诉我们说，这个把所有的荣耀都归给神，这件事情很重要。
And so we can see here it's very important that we give glory to God.
那我们现在如果了解神的荣耀，当我们见证到神的荣耀的时候，我们人在面前实际上是会很敬畏的。
And so if we understand to give glory to God, then before him we will be very fearful.
就像以赛亚先知哦，他在看到这个异象的时候，他就俯伏在神面前。
Like prophet Isaiah, when he sees the vision, he prostrates himself before God.
以赛亚书第六章，这是异象当中他看到神的荣耀。
In Isaiah chapter 6, he sees the glory of God.
哦，因为他听到这个基督伯在神的宝座周围，在那里呼喊，在那里颂赞神。
Because he sees the seraphim praising God.
他们颂赞神的声音，甚至让那个圣殿的门槛的根基都震动了。
And their praise actually would shake the posts of the door.
结果第五节呢，这个先知就说：“祸哉，我灭亡了。”
And so in verse 5 it says, "Woe is me, for I am undone."
因为他发现他自己是不洁净的。
Because he found himself to be unclean.
然后他说：“我看见大君王万军之主，那我灭亡了。”因为他觉得不配。
For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And
那所以，当我们真的认识、看见神的荣耀的时候，我们就看到人我们自己本身的污秽跟罪恶。
So he felt unworthy because when you see the glory of God, then you will feel see your own sins.
所以这告诉我们说，我们今天如果要能够去真的去体会到神的荣耀很重要。
So it's important to really experience the glory of God.
我们要荣耀神，要敬拜神呢，一定要先知道说我们自己本身不够圣洁。
So to glorify and worship God, we need to first see that we are not holy.
我们人本来就是污秽，是有罪的。
Because man, we have sin.
但是当我们认识神的荣耀，我们愿意把荣耀归给神的时候，
when we see the glory of God and we're willing to give God the glory, 我们愿意
俯伏在他面前，
if we're willing to fall down before him,
我们承认他就是我的主，
if we proclaim that he is our Lord,
当我们愿意把荣耀归给神的时候，神就要赐给我们力量。
If we're willing to give glory to God, then God will give us strength.
所以第十一节，二十九篇的第十一节说，神必赐力量给他的百姓。
And so in Psalm 29, verse 11, it says that God is willing to give strength to his people.
那当神赐力量给我们的时候，我们就可以把我们自己的污秽，借着神的话语、神的帮助，让他拔除掉，成为圣洁。
And so through the Lord's strength, then we'll be able to get rid of our uncleanliness so that we can become holy.
所以我们最后服务在神面前是以圣洁的装饰在他面前的。
So that when we bow down before God, then it is in our holiness.
因为没有圣洁见不到神的。
Because without holiness, we're unable to meet God.
所以我们要归荣耀给神，就是我们在用我们的口在遵从他的时候，我们一定要想到我们同时要配合我们的行为是圣洁的，穿上白衣的。
So when we give glory to God with our mouths, we have to make sure that our actions also match, that we are wearing a white robe.
比如说我们来看一节经文，看历代志上的十六章。
Let's look at a verse, Second Chronicles, chapter 6.
历代志上。
Oh, First Chronicles.
历代志上十六章。
First Chronicles 16.
这是大卫他在歌颂神的一篇诗歌。
And this is a song that David is using to praise God.
在历代志上的十六章
First Chronicles 16.
我们请看第二十九节
Verse 29. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
你看他这里这一篇基本上跟105篇有关系。
And this psalm is actually related to Psalm 105.
我们以后会再读到的。
And we will later on we will read it.
第二十九节这里特别提到说，神的要把神的名当得荣耀给他，拿供物来奉到他面前。
In verse 29 says, "Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come before Him."
这个供物其实在这里所强调就是嘴唇的赞美。
And in this offering, actually, is of actually talking about the offering from our lips.
So we know how
to if we're able to use our mouths to give glory to Him,
and
also have holy clothing before God.
Oh, so 以圣洁为装饰，就是说。我们到神面前以圣洁为装饰，就是穿上白衣的。
So when we worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, it means that we're wearing the white robe.
我们在这个地方可以看见神的圣洁。
And that we're able to see here the holiness of God.
我们也会这样追求。
Then we will be able to will pursue after this.
因为荣耀跟圣洁是分不开的。
Because glory and holiness cannot be separated.
污秽的事情、罪恶的事情绝对没有荣耀的。
For sure, the things that are sinful will not have glory.
在神的国度里面，圣洁跟污秽是很清楚的。
And in God's kingdom, holiness and sin is different.
但是在人间现在就越来越模糊了。
But among man, the lines become blurred.
现在有些人的价值观念已经把污秽、罪恶当作荣耀的事情。
And so today, there are people who take what is sinful and make it something that is glorious.
以前觉得见不得人的事情，现在就觉得要把它公开，让众人都知道，因为这个就是我觉得这就是我的本性。
And things that used to be shameful, now people want to proclaim, saying that this is my nature.
所以现在人他已经不会觉得什么叫羞耻了。
And so now people no longer feel shameful.
但是我们今天敬拜神的人，我们一定会知道什么叫羞耻。
But for those who worship the Lord, we will know for sure what is shameful.
因为我们看到神的圣洁。
Because we have seen the glory of God.
我们就会知道什么叫做荣耀，什么叫做污秽。
And because we have seen God's holiness, then we will know what is holy and what is not.
所以诗篇二十九篇一开头，它这两节呢，就是在强调这个神他的圣洁跟荣耀的问题。
And so in Psalm 29, these first two verses talking about God's glory and His holiness.
然后接下来呢？第三节到第九节这一段呢
in the next section from verse 3 to 9,
他就提到说神的声音发在众水之上。
This verse talks about the voice of the Lord is over the waters.
那个荣耀的神记得打雷来发声。
And the God of glory thunders.
那这个神的声音大有能力。
And this Lord, voice of the Lord is powerful.
非常有威严呢。
And is the voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
那这个是听了会人害怕的，让人害怕的。
So that when people hear it, they will become fearful.
所以你看，当神如果发声音的时候
，So when God makes a sound，
那个以色列百姓他们就战惊了。
Then the Israelite people will become alert。
所以在西乃山下，当神发声跟百姓讲话的时候
，And so at the bottom，
那时候众百姓都恐惧战惊。
At the bottom of Mount Sinai, when God speaks to His people, the people become afraid。
为什么他们会害怕
？Why are they afraid？
因为人是有罪的。
Because man has sin.
当人有罪的时候，听到神的声音，很自然就害怕。
So when we have sin and we hear the voice of God, then automatically we'll be afraid.
当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候
，When Adam and Eve sinned.
哎，行案神，他来到伊甸园。
When God went to the Garden of Eden.
他们一听到神的声音，马上躲起来，害怕了。
When they hear the voice of God, they hide themselves.
但是他之前他不会害，他们不会害怕的、啊。
But before they were not afraid.
啊，所以创世纪第三章。
In Genesis chapter 3,
你会看到这个神的声音呢，第三章第八节。
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 8,
当亚当夏娃听到神的声音，他躲起来。
That when Adam and Eve heard the voice of the Lord, they hid themselves.
藏在园里的树木当中。
Among the trees of the garden.
哦，他怕看到神的面。
They were afraid to meet God.
第十节说，我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕了。
And in verse 10, so I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid.
因为他说我是赤身露体的，我就藏起来了。
Because I was naked and I hid myself.
那所以，当我们人有罪的时候，我们看到自己的亏欠，我们很害怕听到神的声音呢。
So when we see we have sin and where we are lacking, then before God we become afraid.
所以你看神的声音发出来以后，那个百姓他们就这么说：哦，我们听到声音还可以活吗？
And so when people hear the voice of the Lord, they will think to themselves, "Oh, am I able to live?"
这是为什么？出埃及记的第二十章啊，跟申命记的第五章，百姓他们跟摩西说，以后神不要跟我们讲话，透过摩西跟我们讲就好。
And this is why in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5, The people tell Moses that we don't, God doesn't need to speak with us, that he can just speak to you first.
哦，所以以后神就借着摩西来传达他的信息，没有直接在跟百姓发声了。
And so that is why God speaks to Moses first, and he no longer speaks directly to the people.
那当神这个声音发出的时候，
so when God says his voice,
我们知道打雷这个闪电这个是神临在的一个象征性的动作。
And we see thunder is a action.
就是当初神降临的时候，就是有这种，就是会雷轰闪电、地震。
Because when God descends, we always see the thunder and earthquakes.
密云就下来了，那个密云哈。
And the clouds will come.
那在这个，在这个，这个众山在发这个这烟雾当中，神出现这样。
And it's in among this that all these things that God appears.
然后神就出声音了。
And then God says his voice.
但是神他出声，他的声音里面是有话语，就是有内涵的。
And his voice has content.
也就是说，神不是只是发一个声音，但是不让人知道说他在讲什么。
And it's not that God is just making a sound and not letting the people understand what he is saying.
所以神的声音是包括他的话语。
And so God's voice includes what he is saying.
当人他不愿意听神的声音的时候
，When man no longer wants to listen to the voice of God，
这个声音。神的这个话语其实就是神的审判。
And then the voice of God then becomes their judgment.
所以那个神他说要打雷哈。
And so here it says the thunders.
有威严，因为他带着能力，他的审判。
And he is the God of glory.
他带着审判，他的话语带着审判的。
Because he brings judgment.
但是他的话语同时又带着祝福。
However, at the same time, his words also bring blessing.
因为他向人所讲的话，就是要让人得生命，让人得祝福的。
Because the word that he speaks is to make man blessed and blessed.
愿意听的人就得福气的。
And those who are willing to listen will be blessed.
不听的就灭亡了。
Those who will not listen will be destroyed.
所以当神的声音发出的时候，
so when the voice of the Lord
is heard, 就是人一个选择的时候，
it is a time for a man to choose.
我要听还是不听？
Are you willing to listen or not?
不听会有什么结果？
If you don't listen, what is the result?
我们现在看《生命记》第八章。
Let's soon turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter
8. 第八章，这是摩西他在重申神的诫命、他的律法的时候所说的话语。
And so in Deuteronomy chapter 8, Moses is once again retelling the words of God.
第二十节说，
In verse 20 it says, 20, And as the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God.
他说如果我们听到神的声音不去遵行，哎，不把它当一回事，他说最后会像列国一样灭亡的。
And he tells the people that if they're not willing to be obedient to the voice of the Lord, then they will just be like all the other nations, they will perish.
但是反过来，如果听了呢？我们听到神的声音，但是我们会跟从的，
hand,
会照去做的。
On the other hand, when they hear it and obey it,
请看第《生命记》十三章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 13.
生命记十三章。
Deuteronomy 13.
如果看十八节。
Verse 18. 13 verse 18. Because you have listened to the voice of the Lord your God to keep all his commandments, which I command you today, so do what is right in the eyes of the Lord your God.
这个是神给百姓的一个吩咐，他神在说那个会毁灭的物，就是不圣洁的东西，不要沾到你的手，不要带到你的家。
Here, God is, was reminding that those that if things are corrupted by idols, they should not bring it.They shouldn't touch it, and they shouldn't bring it into their homes.
也就是说，神会告诉百姓说，什么是圣洁的，什么是污秽的，要分别出来。
Meaning that God will tell His people what is holy and what is not, and they have to be separated.
敬拜神的人要能够要追求神的圣洁。
Those who worship God need to pursue after God's holiness.
第十八节特别强调说，如果我们能够听神的话语。
In verse 18, it emphasizes that if you're able to listen to the voice of the Lord your God,
神就恩待我们，就连续我们。
Then.You will be able to keep his.
神就得什么就怜悯我们呢、
Then you, God will have mercy on you.
神就让这个国度哦，这个神的百姓的国度兴旺。
And he will increase your numbers.
所以其实神他是希望我们人能够听他的声音的。
So God really wants us to be able to listen to his voice.
因为他的话语 就是要赐给我们福气。
Because his voice is to give us blessing.
他并不是要出声音让我们害怕的。
And his voice is not just to be a sound to make us fearful.
但是他的声音就是让我们可以知道他的心意是什么。
And but it's his voice that lets us know what is in his heart.
这是为什么？这个撒母耳记上第十五章，撒母耳先知他跟扫罗王这样说。
That's why in 1 Samuel, Samuel says to King Saul.
撒母耳记上十五章，我们很熟的一节圣经。
Is one that we is very familiar.
十五章的二十二节。
First Samuel 15 verse 22. So Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?" Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams.
你看他这里特别提到说，神到底喜欢什么？他是喜欢这些祭物呢，还是喜欢人听从他的声音呢？
So this is here it tells us what is the Lord delight in? Is it in the offerings or is in the people obeying His words?
那所以现在神要我们能够顺从他的话得福气。
And so God wants us to be able to obey His voice. So that we can be blessed.
这个话语是带着能力的。
So for God's voice comes with
strength. 话语是带着指引的。
And it comes with a direction for us.
所以神的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And that is why God's word is a lamp before our feet.
神的这些声音，它所发出来就是要给我们一条路，让我们走在其中。
And it is to give us a pathway for us to walk.
那这个声音，我们如果愿意听从啊。
And this voice, if we're willing to listen to,
它不但让我们可以走在其中，就是神的话也给我们一个指引。
And it's not only will it give us a direction,
它还要改变我们的生命。
It will also change our life.
神的声音要改变我们的个性。
And because the voice of God can change our personality.
有时候我们说好，我知道神的这个话，我走在其中。
Sometimes we say, okay, I know the word of God, and I walk.
但是当我们的心没有改变的时候，
But when our heart has not changed,
我们有时候走的会很难过。
Sometimes as we walk, it'll be very
difficult. 觉得是好像神就是给我规定这么一个范围，让我觉得好像被束缚了，没有自由。
And it may feel as if we are being bound and we don't have freedom.
但其实不是，神的话不是要限制我们的自由。
However, the voice, the word and voice of God is not to take away our freedom.
神的话语其实是要让我们的心灵改变。
However, the voice of God is to change our hearts.
让我们个性可以真的跟神一样，越来越像神了。
So that we can become more and more like God.
比如说，我们现在看回来诗篇二十九篇。
If we turn back to Psalm 29,
你看他神这个声音，它带来一个什么效果？
And we can see the effect of the voice.
第二十九篇的第五节说。
In Psalm 29, verse 5,
请读第五节、第六节。
Verse 5 and 6, the voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. Verse 6, he makes them also skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sirion, like a young wild ox.
这里说神的声音震破香柏树，这是都是香柏树跟黎巴嫩的香柏树都是在北方的。
And so here it says the voice of the Lord breaks the cedars, and the cedars of Lebanon are in the north.
那这个第六节说，使黎巴嫩和西连跳跃如野牛犊，这个西连就是黑门山。
And in Lebanon and Sirion, Sirion is actually Mount Hermon.
哦，这个黑门山哈，我们看《生命记》哈。
We look at Deuteronomy.
生命记第三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 3.
这个西连就是这个黑门山的另外一个名字。三章的《生命记》三章第九节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 9, is the Sidon is called Hermon, Sirion, and the Amorites called Seir.
所以这个他说诗篇二十九篇的说黎巴嫩和黑门山哈，它要跳跃像野牛犊啊，会震动的。
And so here it says Lebanon and Sirion, these mountains will jump like a young wild ox.
所以诗篇你看二十九篇的五节六节啊，他现在这神的声音，他要让北方哦，这个香柏树啊，黎巴嫩跟黑门山这些香柏树都震破，然后整个山会震动。
And so the voice of the Lord will make all these mountains and the north and the cedar woods there, they will all be shaken.
你看这个香柏树，这个黎巴嫩它所代表的就是在北方这个很高大的树，很坚固的，就像我们人的自尊一样。
And these cedar of Lebanon are these tall trees, and they're very up high up there. It is like our ego.
我们人很多时候我们人的自尊很强的。
And because sometimes we have a very strong will, and
我们有时候很容易，这个人的自尊会过分强调到会超越神的荣耀。
And that our will sometimes becomes stronger than God's.
其实，当我们愿意听神的声音的时候
，And however, when we're able to listen to the voice of God,
我们才会让我们自己越来越谦卑。
Then we will be able to humble ourselves.
所以，这个香柏树本来是可以很高，你看它很高大，很挺拔，傲视这个群山的。
And so the cedar is supposed to be very tall and strong.
但是神的声音一出来，它都倒了。
But the when the voice of the Lord comes, then they all fall.
所以我们人的自尊要怎么样解决？
So how do we get rid of our own self-will?
就是要听神的声音。
It is through listening to the word of God.
我们今天如果看到主耶稣基督他的榜样，
When we see the example of Jesus Christ,
我们才知道什么叫谦卑。
Then we know what it means to be humble.
我们看到圣经里面所记载的这些神的话语，
When we hear and see the words that are recorded in the Bible,
我们才会看到我们自己有哪些问题。
Then we will be able to see what problems that we have.
有时候我们的自尊会让我们看不到自己的缺点。
Sometimes our own will and makes us an ego makes us unable to see ourselves
clearly. 我们会看到对方很多缺点。
We might see many
看到别人对不起我们。
And we might see that other people are wrong or that they have wronged us.
但是我们看不到自己真的是有很大问题。
But we don't see the own problems that we have.
但是只要我们愿意听神的声音，就像高大如黎巴嫩的香柏树都会震动。
And if we're willing to listen to the voice of the Lord, then just like the cedar woods, they will be shattered.
神的话会让我们真的变谦卑了。
And it will, the word of God will make us humble.
因为这个话语就像希伯来书所说的是两刃的利剑会刺入我们的心里面去。
And because this word is able to pierce into our hearts.
所以因为有时候我们人哦要灵修，就是在解决我们自己的这个个性。
And sometimes, man, we need to really cultivate ourselves to get rid to really change our personality.
当我们没有在灵修的时候，没有在看神的话语，没有在听神的声音的时候
，when we're not spiritually cultivated and we're not listening to the word of God,
我们那个人的那个个性哦，就变得很难控制，脾气很难控制。
Then our temper and our personality can sometimes be very hard to control.
我们会一直以自己为中心。
We might always focus on ourselves.
这就是我们人的自尊会一直凸显出来，
and this is our own ego that will come out.
甚至把自己抬高跟神一样伟大了。
And we might even raise ourselves up to be just like God.
再看回来二十九篇的第七节到第九节。
Let's look back at Psalm 29, chapter 29, verse 7. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire.
第八节。
8. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.Verse 9, the voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare, and in his temple everyone says glory.
你看这里，从七节以后啊，这里看起来神的声音哈，他那个所描述这个加低斯的旷野，这是在南边的啊，南部的。
And so this wilderness is of Kadesh, is in the south.
那在圣殿的南边呢，所以神的声音哈，它会震动，让即使是他说连那个树木都脱落尽光，连母鹿都掉胎了。
And this is in south of the temple, and we can see the voice of the Lord will shake this wilderness and make the deer give birth.
让火焰分叉。
And will divide the flames of fire.
这个我们人呢、哦，如果你从这一段来看来啊，我们人其实有很多的那个骄傲。
And from these verses, we could see that man actually has a lot of arrogance.
有时候我们的那个脾气要像火焰一样。
And sometimes our temperament might be like fire.
有时候我们人的私欲哈，会像那个人的私欲怀胎，就像那个情欲会发动的，像火。
And sometimes our emotions can control us and erupt like fire.
要怎么解决？
How can we take care of this?
就是要听神的声音。当神的声音发出，我们愿意听从的时候。
And how to take care of this is to listen to the voice of the Lord. And when we are willing to listen,
我们这些内心里面的骄傲、情欲才有办法得到解决，才会掉落。
Then this is the only way for our emotions and our arrogance to be taken away.
因为当我们没有在从神的话语去注意我们自己的心思意念的时候
，and because when we are not using the word of God to look at ourselves and our thoughts.
我们最后就会落到这个罪恶辖制我们。
Then we will fall into where sin takes us captive.
这是为什么第十九篇呢？
That's why in Psalm 19.
第十九篇。
In Psalm 19.
你看大卫他这样祷告。
David prays in this way.
第十二节。
In verse 12.Verse 12, who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults.
13节。
13, keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and I shall be innocent of great transgression.
14节。
14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
这一段都是在强调我们人的心思意念。
And this section is all talking about our thoughts and our mind.
如果我们听了神的声音。
When we hear the voice of the Lord,
我们就不会变成任意妄为。
Then we won't just do whatever we want.
我们人会变谦卑，我们那些心里的情欲会得到解决。
We will become humble, and the emotions that we experience will be resolved.
我们所说的话，我们所做的事，才能蒙神悦纳。
And so what we say and what we do will be acceptable to God.
那这样，我们对神的赞美才真的会被神接受。
And that is only when our praise towards The Lord will be accepted by him.
我们最后会能够在神的殿里面，像诗篇二十九篇第九节所说的。
And then, so we'll be like in Psalm. It says in Psalm 29, verse
9. 在他的圣殿，每一个人都说荣耀归给神。
That we will in his temple, everyone will say glory.
啊，所以就是最后，每一个人都说啊，神是荣耀的，神是我的主。
And so everyone will say that the Lord is our God.
那当我们众人都能够这样子。归荣耀给神的时候，这个就是神坐在他的宝座上。
And when we are all able to give glory to him, that is when God is sitting on his throne.
神坐着为王直到永远。
And he sits as king forever.
然后这个荣耀的神，他就赐福给他的百姓。
And this glorious God will then bless his people.
是平安的福给他的所爱的。
Will give his people peace, give his beloved people peace.
所以这位神，这个荣耀的神呢
？So this glorious God.
他是值得所有的赞美。
He is worthy of all our praise.
他的声音值得我们一一的去聆听思想。
And his voice is worthy for us to listen to and think about.
在旧约时代，这个神的声音是这样威严的。
And so in the Old Testament, this is how the voice of the Lord is.
当主耶稣来了以后。
However, when Jesus Christ comes again,
他是一样在发声音的。
Sorry, when Jesus Christ comes, he also is a voice.
但他的声音呢就不一样了。
But his voice is different.
他的声音充满慈爱。
His voice is filled with love.
他现在声音是来叫谁呢？
And who is his voice calling?
我们现在看，约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John 10.
第十章，来看第十六节。
John 10 verse 16. 16, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd.
第二十七节。
Verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
二十八节。
28, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand.
主耶稣他是好牧人。
So Jesus Christ is a good shepherd.
他在来以前，旷野有一个声音大声喊着说：“这是神的羔羊。”
And before he came, there was a voice in the wilderness that proclaimed that this is the anointed one of the Lord.
施洗约翰他是旷野的声音。
And John the Baptist is the voice in the wilderness.
他跟众人介绍，这是神的羔羊，羔羊所发的声音是那个很温柔的。
And so,
羔羊的声音、啊。
Yeah. So hold on. John the Baptist would say that this is the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. And so the voice of the anointed sheep is very soft.
羔羊绝对不会声音让你听得会鸡皮疙瘩，然后你会这样子恐惧战惊。
And this the voice of the lamb will not make us fearful.
它是很温柔、很慈爱的。
And however, it's very loving.
所以就像牧羊人他叫他羊一样。
Just like a shepherd calling his sheep.
那个羊，他的那个听觉很敏感。
And because the sheep have very good hearing.
他可以辨别那个他主人的声音。
They're able to hear the shepherd's voice.
羊 方向感不好。
They have a very bad, the sheep have a very bad sense of direction.
那羊的眼睛也不是很好了。
The sheep also have very bad eyesight.
哦，但是它声音很特别，它的听觉很特别。
But they're very sensitive in their hearing.
所以他们可以听那个牧羊人的声音。
So they're able to hear the voice of their shepherd.
所以主耶稣说，我的羊会听我的声音。
And so that's why Jesus Christ says, my sheep will hear my voice.
然后他们就跟着我。
They will follow me.
跟着我呢？就要赐给他们永生。
And when they follow me, I will give them eternal life.
他们永不灭亡。
And they shall never perish.
所以主耶稣现在叫我们来跟从他的。
So Jesus Christ is calling us to follow him.
跟从他就有永生了。
When we follow him, we will have eternal life.
他这个声音不是要让我们听了害怕。
His voice is not to make us afraid.
但是那声音却是很坚定的哦。
And however, his voice is stable.
今天如果我们是真的愿意遵循真理的。
For if we are people who are willing to keep the truth,
我们一定会听到他的声音，我们愿意跟从他的声音。
Then we will be willing to listen to his voice and follow him.
比如说，我们现在看约翰福音第三章。
Let's look at John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
第三章第二十九节，这是使徒约翰讲的话。
In Psalm chapter 3, verse 29, this is the voice of, this is the words of John the Baptist. 29. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, the joy of mine is fulfilled.
这里他说，我如果听见这个新郎，就是这个主的声音，我就喜乐了，而且喜乐可以满足了。
Here, he says, when you hear the voice of the bridegroom, then this joy of mine is fulfilled.
我们今天很多人都在追求喜乐满足啊。
Today there are many people pursuing after joy.
我们如果来听到主的声音，喜乐满足，这个是世界上买不到的。
And however, if we are able to hear the voice of the Lord and receive joy, this is something that cannot be bought.
那他带给我们最后要进入永生。但是我们在今生的时候，我们就可以得喜乐，听到他的声音可以得喜乐的。
So when we hear his voice, yes, we can have eternal life. But today, now we can, when we hear his voice, we will be able to receive joy.
我们听从主的话，我们会真的得到满足。
When we obey the word of God, then we will be satisfied.
我们因为我们听到主的声音里面是听见他的真理。
Because when we hear his voice, we hear his truth.
这个真理让我们得自由。
And this truth is able to set us free.
主耶稣他在被钉十字架以前，他这样说。
And when Jesus Christ is crucified on the cross, he says this.
因为我们现在都是这样的人，我们一定可以听他的声音的。
Because we are all this type of person, so we can for sure listen to his voice.
请看约翰福音十八章。
Let's turn to John 18.
十八章的三十七节。
John 18 verse 37. 37. Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered.You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.
这里主耶稣说他是来做王的。
Here it says Jesus Christ came to be king.
这就是诗篇二十九篇，他里说的，他是坐着为王直到永远。
And that is why in Psalm 29 it says that he was the Lord, king forever.
他是坐在宝座上
and he sits on his throne.
但是他为了人的罪进入人间里
However, because of the sin of man, he enters into the world.
他来解决为了解决我们的罪
And so to get rid of our sin.
他特地来给真理做见证
And he personally came to testify about the truth.
他说凡属真理的人就听我的声音
That those who have the truth will hear his voice.
我们在追求真理，我们在跟从真理。
As we are pursuing after the truth,
真理要带领我们得到主所应许的永生。
And this truth will lead us to everlasting life.
要让我们真的在这个罪恶世界里面得到自由，保持圣洁。
So that we are able to receive true freedom and be able to keep holy.
我们可以真的彰显出神的荣耀来。
Then we will truly be able to show the glory of God.
所以我们在呼喊在颂赞美神的时候，不是只是用我们的嘴巴。
So when we are praising God, it's not only with our mouths.
而是用我们整个的生命。
But we're using our whole life.
我们因为我们是属真理的。
Because we are of the truth.
这个我们颂赞神的这个生命是充满喜乐的。
And so as we are praising God, this is a life that's filled with joy.
是有福的。
And it is a blessed life.
是一个 像光一样在这个黑暗的世界上照亮的。
And it is like a light shining in this dark world.
那我们一起都来听这个神的声音。
So let us all listen to this, the voice of the Lord.
借着神的这些话语，让我们每一个人都能够行在真理当中。
So that through all of His words, that we will be able to be in the truth.
然后能够领受神所应许的这一切的。
And to be able to receive all the things that God has promised.
愿主也是帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们继续从神的话语里面得到。力量得到恩典。
May God continue to give us strength and blessing through His word.
我们都来就近他的声音。
So that we can come listen to His voice.
一起来唱诗294首。
Let us sing hymn 294.